Hi, and welcome to Write Better Now, a podcast of quick weekly writing tips meant to help you become a better writer.
We're your hosts, and I'm here with New York Times bestselling author Carrie Jones and wife extraordinaire.
And I'm here with copy editor extraordinaire Sean Farrar.
Thank you for joining us.
Hey, this week's writing tip is the most important writing tip in the whole freaking world.
Is it really?
Yeah, because it's self-doubt's an evil demon, so you want to banish it now, writer babies.
Oh, yeah. I thought I was going to say self-doubt is an evil demon, which it does. Banish it now, writer bitches. Like that.
Welcome to our very classic.
Give them some power. You're not babies. You're babes, but you have strength.
We're rivaling the quality of an NPR podcast right now as we convey to you the best way to be a writer. So ready?
Yeah.
All right, so that evil voice you hear inside your head, that's not me.
That's not you.
No, that's self-doubt. That butt face that says you aren't good enough, that you don't deserve things, good things, that you can't do it.
Yeah.
That little monster. It's not me. Who is it?
It's a writer, baby. No, it's self-doubt.
Right, and it hangs out with its big sister anxiety. And you don't have to have them play in your head anymore if you're a writer. The biggest thing I found with all the people I've coached.
Of all the people I've coached in my life, let me tell you.
Can't talk.
Big sister anxiety was the very worst to deal with.
The thing that has a problem that holds them back the most isn't the fact that they don't know how to put a dialogue tag in the proper place, although, because they can learn that.
That's for sure.
But it's really hard to learn how to be confident, to be the James Patterson writer,
right.
You know, like that confidence, that belief in yourself. So in order to do that, you got to kick out self-doubt and his big sister anxiety, get them off. Out of your couch, they're been hanging out in your house, eating the Doritos, watching the Netflix for too long.
Freeloaders,
man. So here's how Shawnee
Nobody
and I.
Nobody gets to eat my Doritos, goddammit.
Here's Shawnee and I are going to tell you how to kick out self doubt and anxiety. So you can write the dream writing book or novel or poem or whatever that you have inside of you.
That's right.
All right, number one.
Tell them to get out.
Seriously, once they start whispering their disparaging beliefs about your worth, you tell them?
Get out! I hear you. I don't need you! Bugger off.
Bugger off. Number two.
Remember good things. If self-doubt is a bully who won't leave, you sometimes have to call in reinforcements. Those reinforcements are the good time. The good memories. The times you were proactive and kicked ass.
The times they weren't on your couch, man. Right?
That's right.
The good things are like when you're calling your like besties and they're like, Sean, you've been freeloading off of Carrie too long. You need to get off her couch and stop eating her Doritos.
Not until she's out of Doritos.
Number three, phone a friend or text or FaceTime. Sometimes your own memories aren't strong enough to conquer self-doubt, right? And you have to talk to someone. So telling another person about your doubts sometimes helps you realize how dorky they are and how they're like an oops page on a Rotten Tomatoes movie listing. The cognitive dissonance becomes obvious when you say things out loud.
Yeah,
man. Like when I say, hey, I'm a sucky writer, and like you or Emmy says, you got the New York Times, like, bestseller list.
Right.
How much money have you made off of writing? And they'll be like, oh, yeah, that did happen.
I wish it was that easy.
Four.
Make a journal of awesome.
At one point in my life, I had to print out people's positive emails and reviews so I could remember that I had helped people or that my story is connected to people before.
Did you really do that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I'm pretty pathetic. So I even put in... that was my nice self-criticism.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I even put in fan mail and fan art and blog posts about positive interactions because I was that depressed.
Really?
Yeah, babe. Which is 2 years ago.
Self-doubt had set up a home.
Yeah, it had not only taken over the couch, it had taken over the whole damn
thing. Oh, is that what all those printouts were on the corkboard with the strings connecting them and stuff?
Try that, Stuart Smalley, like, you're okay.
Yeah.
So, Number five is...
failing one time?
You gotta remember that.
Does not make you a failure.
Number
failing
six.
Failing 1,000 times.
That makes you know?
Still not a failure. You're only a failure if you decide to be or you stop trying.
I didn't write that, man.
I know, I threw that in there.
All right. So, number seven is...
remember, you are not the center of the universe.
Yeah, you should read that.
I know. You are the center of your own universe, probably. But we all have to push away our inner narcissist and remember that most people aren't noticing what you're doing. I keep wanting to say we and me because that's I'm reading it as myself. Yes, there are trolls out there, but they most likely won't find you. And if they do, they're trolls. And you're awesome.
You're awesome.
And you will deal with it. Don't let your fear of ridicule keep you from living your dreams.
And that one's a big one for me, really, because I'm still working on it. And it's the main reason I blog and do podcasts and even occasionally remember to YouTube. All of those things forced me out of my comfort zone and into past trauma places about my voice and my weirdness. And the more I do it, the stronger I get about it, hopefully.
You're pretty strong, baby.
Yeah. So the last one's so important that it's getting pulled out of that list. And we're going to talk about it a little more.
Good.
What other people think about you doesn't get to determine who you are.
That's right.
I have a sibling who thinks I'm lying about my DNA. His belief that I'm a liar, it doesn't make out I'm a liar. I have DNA tests to back me up. I've got the receipts.
I got the receipts, man. But even if you don't have the receipts, don't let anyone else make you the villain or the victim of your own story. Only you get to decide that. No matter what other people do to you, think of you, say about you, only you get to determine if you love yourself and if you have worth.
And the final secret is...
you do.
So, here's a lovely quote from the author of the memoir, Between Two Kingdoms.
When the ceiling caves in on you, you no longer assume structural stability. You have to learn to live along fault lines.
That's right. You've got this.
So move to California.
So, flowers. Doesn't have to be writers. Writers don't have to doubt. You gotta just believe in yourself and take the chances and give yourself that room to grow and occasionally mess up. You don't need to be perfect.
That's right.
You don't have to live with the anxiety of not being perfect. Writing is an art. That means it's subjective.
That's
that
right.
Means there is no perfection.
You may not be famous till you're deceased.
Jesus Christ. Way to put it on the upper moment right there. Woo-wee! Boom!
High five, man.
Oh, my word.
I was just singing to all those artists. Like, painting artists.
Sigh. You got this.
You got it. Don't listen to me.
Don't let them take up residence on your couch.
You can be famous while you're still alive, I promise.
Oh, my goodness. If that's your goal.
Hey, thanks for listening to Write Better Now. These podcasts and more writing tips are on Carrie's website, carriejonesbooks.blog. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, or share this podcast.
There's a donation button over there on my blog and lots of other content. And honest to goodness, I sound like such a mama. Honest to goodness, even a dollar inspires us to do a happy dance. So thank you for your support. The music that you hear is made available through the Creative Commons. And
it's a bit of a short track from the fantastic Mr. Ruiz. And this track is Arctic Air off the album Winter Haze, Summer Days. So that brings us close. You got weed themed music on our stuff, honey.
All our podcasts.
Broke for spleef.
Hey, and if you like this podcast,
Summer Spleef,
you can listen to Dogs Are Smarter Than People for Carrie Does Poems or Loving the Strange. Thanks for listening.
The other two are funny. This one's serious.